Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Relationship and Life Talk podcast with Blessing. My name is Akela Blessing and you are welcome to this new and exciting episode. I want to say thank you to our old listeners, thank you for listening, and I also want to say welcome to our new listeners. I hope that you are enlightened and I hope that you are blessed. So for today we are going to be talking about things you need to know about relationship part 2. In the previous episode, we talked about things that we need to know about relationships, part 1. But in this episode, we are going to be talking about the other side of things that we need to know about relationships. Join me as we proceed. Thank you. So welcome back once more. So today we are going to be going into things that we need to know about relationships part 2. The first thing that we need to know about relationships is that do not compare your relationship with that of others. Do not compare your relationship with that of others. Do not compare your relationships with that of others. Do not compare your friendships. Do not compare your love relationships, your work relationships. Do not compare it with that of others. And when we say compare, what do we mean? In this world where there is a constant pressure, where there is an invisible standard that, oh, your relationship must definitely look like this. If it doesn't look like this, then it's not perfect. Oh, your love relationship, your friendships, your work relationship, they all must look a certain way. If they are not a certain way, they are not perfect. There is this social media pressure, there is this societal pressure to want to make our relationship look like that of others. Nevertheless, that does more harm than good to our relationships. Why? Because no two people are the same thing. No two situations are the same thing. There is usually a saying that goes that no two pains are ever the same thing. If someone has gone through something like yours, even though it might seem exactly like yours, it is still different from yours. So also, your relationship can never ever be like that of another person. The more you realize that, the more you have peace concerning certain things in your relationship, the more you get to know that, okay, I am different, my partner is different, and we are probably both different from every other couple in the world, from every other kind of friendships in the world. It gives you peace. Because really, what comparison really does is that it pressures us to want to look like others that we might never even be able to look like. It pressures us to want our relationship to look like other people's relationship, which might never even be possible. So don't compare your relationship with that of others. As long as your relationship is healthy, you are good to go. I know social media, you know, couple goals, hashtag couple goals, etc, all of that. You see brilliant looking couples online and you are like, we see this paparazzi, this, how will I put it? There is this flamboyancy on social media. You see, he cooks breakfast for his girlfriend in bed. Oh my goodness, he does this, she does that. Do not compare your relationship with that of another person. You both are different. You are different from your partner, and you as a couple, both of you as a couple are different from other couples. Your friendship is different from other people's friendship. Oh, I don't even think my best friend is really a good person because Fung's best friend does that and mine doesn't do that for me. As long as LD, as long as you are good to go, do not compare with whatever it is. I'm not saying that we should be such toxic traits. I'm only saying that if your partner makes you happy, you make him happy. If your friends are good to go, as long as they are not harming you, as long as both of you are healthy, there is a healthy relationship between both of you, then you are good to go. So like we said earlier on, do not compare your relationships with that of others. Do not compare your relationships. As long as you both are healthy, the relationship is healthy, then you are good to go. Don't succumb to societal pressure or social media pressure to want to make your relationship look a certain way. There is no certain way that a relationship should look like. There is no standard of beauty that a relationship should have. Once both of you are healthy, once both of you are in a healthy relationship, once both of you are mutually healthy in that relationship, and that relationship is healthy for the both of you, then you are good to go. Another thing that you should know is that at the end of the day, you become or reflect your relationships. There is no two way about it. If there has been any constant, shout, any constant nagging, any constant cry that, oh, choose your relationships, it is because you become your relationships. There is no two way about it. So I usually hear people say, okay, I can be friends with, toxic people, and I can never be toxic. Boy, you lie. Girl, you lie. Man, you lie. Woman, you lie. Lady, you lie. Gentleman, you lie. You become your relationships. There are no two ways about it. When we talk about relationships, they are pivotal in our lives. Relationships are like pillars in our lives. Relationships are everything for us. For us humans, relationships are everything. So, if you have friends of a certain kind, if you constantly move around people of a certain kind, if you are constantly around someone of a certain kind, you become like them. I don't want to care how strong-willed you believe you are. You would eventually become like them. And that is why we should be careful. We should be extremely careful when selecting those that demand certain positions in our lives. The kind of people that you call friends, you have to be careful. The kind of people that you place as friends, you should be careful. The kind of person you call partner, you should be careful. Because at the end of the day, you would reflect what is in their lives. And that is why they say birds of the same feather flock together. Because at the end of the day, if they are not of the same feather, eventually they will become of the same feather. So let us be careful. We become and reflect our relationships. And that is why when we see people who have been victims of toxic behaviors in relationship, or when we see people who have experienced harmful behaviors in relationship, when they meet healthy relationships, they start to display that toxic behavior too. It is difficult for them to adjust to healthy relationships. And so if you are out there and you are in any toxic relationship, any relationship where toxic behavior is being exhibited, be careful. While you might be thinking that you can withstand it, subconsciously you might be retaining that character, and in due time you also will start to manifest it. Another thing that we need to know about relationship is that not all relationships are toxic. Or should I put it this way? Not all misunderstandings in relationship or all conflict in relationship means that relationship is toxic. Now, I have seen there is a certain trend nowadays where everyone is always crying, toxic relationships, any small fight, toxic relationships, any small disagreement, toxic relationships. No. Conflicts in relationships are healthy, very healthy. Well, it depends on the type of conflicts. Conflicts that aim to, clarify differences. Conflicts that at the end of the day, there is resolution is healthy. But when there is constant conflict without resolution, it can be harmful for your relationships. And so you should know that not all conflicts in relationship, not all disagreement, not all fight, I mean full-on fight, is toxic. Sorry, I can't pronounce it. It's toxic. Not all fights are toxic. Nowadays, we are quick to jackpa, let me put it in that word, whenever any small thing happens in our relationships. Jackpa, this girl is toxic, this guy is toxic for me. No, let's calm down, please. Let's calm down. The moment your friend displays one weird character, oh, she's toxic, I can't do this. Moment your guy displays one character, oh, he's toxic, I can't do this. No, not all characters are toxic. How do I put it? We are not all perfect and we have our flaws. And that is one thing that you must, that should be one thing that as a human should constantly ring in your mind. That is something that should be at the back of every relationship. When you come across, it is one thing that should be not even at the back of your mind, that should be at the forefront of every person, every relationship you develop, every new person that you meet, everything that you do. Know that we all as humans are flawed. We are flawed, very flawed. So don't think that, oh, once this person does something that doesn't sit right with me, then that means the person is toxic. No. We all have our own shortcomings. And so when we see other people display their shortcomings, it doesn't mean they are toxic. It might mean that it just needs to be worked on. So before you scream toxico, toxico on any relationship or any form of bond, please watch out. Is he really toxic? Is he really toxic? Another thing that you should know about relationship is that not all relationships will last. Not all relationships will last. Some relationships, certain seasons of your life, some certain phases of your life. So not all relationships will last. So don't beat yourself up. You might have lost some very important people in your life. You might have lost some very precious people in your life. It doesn't mean that, I know some of us, we feel like perhaps we've made certain mistakes that caused us to lose such persons. But don't beat yourself up over it. Not all relationships will last. And some of us, it's not even that we made mistakes. Some of us let some people go because we feel that they were toxic for us. And we are still feeling that feeling of regret that, oh, I still want this person back. I don't want to lose this person. No. Every relationship that you come, it's not every relationship you come in contact with that will last. It's not all of them. Some of them are meant to end at certain phases of your life. Some of them are meant to begin at certain phases of your life. Relationships are not do or dies. Relationship is not do or die. Not all relationship will last. I know there are some of us that we are like, oh, I just want to enter that one relationship, and after that, I don't even want to, you know, go around, you know, meeting different people. I just want to enter that one, that's just one relationship, and just find my happily ever after. Or I just want to meet that one friend, you know, I don't want to. And then perhaps we enter that relationship, and you know, that relationship turns out toxic. You don't have to stay there and say, oh no, I already told myself I don't want to. No, come out of it. Relationships are not do or die. They are not do or die. You do not have to sacrifice yourself at the altar of wanting just that one relationship. I know there are many of us out there who have said that, oh, I just want this one person, this one guy, this one lady, this one friend, this one companion, this one, you know, sister. And then such relationships have turned out bad, and we are struggling to leave because we've told ourselves that, oh no, this relationship is what I've said I would hold on to. I already told myself that this is the only relationship I want to enter. You have to leave. You have to leave. Believe me, there are people out there for you. You don't have to kill yourself or sacrifice yourself on the altar of such promises that you've made to yourself. Let go. Let go. Not all relationships will last, and it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to beat yourself up concerning every relationship that you lose. Some people don't want to stay, and you have to just let them go. And some of us have even made mistakes that has led to us losing such relationships. You don't have to keep beating yourself up over it anymore. Just let it go. Not all relationships will last, and relationships are not do or die. If there is any relationship that is threatening you, threatening your physical health, your mental health, emotional health, psychological health, let it go. Let it go. I pray that you have the strength to move on in Jesus' name. Another thing that you should know about relationship is that relationship is not an avenue to control another person. Let each other evolve. Let each other evolve. Some people are so obsessed with relationship, and this is the reason why. Some people are so obsessed with control that they always want to have people to control. Some people don't enter relationships because, oh, I found this person and I think we are good for each other and I want to, you know, build something with you. No. Some people actually enter relationships so they can have people to control. They like that feeling of control. Relationship is not for that. You are not to have friends so that you can have people that you can be or guard over. You're not to have friends so that you can have people that you can boss over. No. Let each other evolve. Relationship is not where you will be controlling another person and say, you must do this, you must do that, this is what I want. No, let each other evolve. You are your own individual persons. And relationship is not the avenue to say that you must be like me. No. Let each other personality evolve. As long as it's healthy, let each other grow. Let the other person grow. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Let the other person grow. Okay, I'm working 9 to 5 and my other partner or my friend or whatever is working, she's doing handiwork. I want the person to become like me because I don't want to, you know, I want to have a partner who is secured, job security and all of that. Or I want to have a partner who's just like me. I just like the idea of us living home together. Please, let each other evolve. Let each other grow. Relationship is not a rubber band to tie you and that person together and you now say that, oh no, you can't go anywhere. This is how I want to make it to be. Relationship is not the avenue to say that I've gotten you now. So let me now bend you and mold you into who I want you to be or how I want you to be. No. You have to respect individuality, respect each other's personality, different unique personalities. Let each other grow. Give space, give room for growth. Some of us are so clingy, so obsessed with each other that you don't even allow your partner grow. Because you are so clingy, your partner can't go out for jobs, can't do this, can't do that. Please, let us allow each other to grow. Let each person evolve. Another thing that we need to know about relationship is that we should be accountable in our relationships. We need to be accountable in our relationships, especially in romantic relationships. And I mean dating, courtship, whatever name it is that we place on it. Let us learn to be accountable. Accountability in relationships also helps in the sense that there are some issues that cannot be solved between you and your partner alone. You need someone who is wise. You need someone who can counsel both of you on the way to go. Even your friendships, you need someone who's older who can put you people through, because there's sometimes that you might make mistakes in your friendship. There's sometimes that even all of you in that friendship can be wrong. Both you and your partner can be wrong. So you need an objective view, someone who both of you can be accountable to, you can talk to, that will help that relationship. Another thing that you need to know is that I know I have said this, but the love that sustains a relationship is not that butterfly feeling. The love that sustains a relationship is not that butterfly feeling. I want to tell you that no matter how much you are in love, infatuated with someone, that is not going to sustain your relationship. There are far, 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 far more important things that you need to have to help that relationship survive. The love that sustains a relationship is an action kind of love. It is not a love that is sponsored by chemical reactions. It is not a love that is sponsored by infatuation. It is a love that is real. It's an action word. It is a ongoing love, not the one that is all about feelings and all of that. I can't live without you. Just let me say this as a side. Side factor. Once someone says, "I'm so in love with you, I can't live without you," run. Once someone says that to you, run. That person is lying, and you can't enter a relationship with someone who lies. No. You can't enter a relationship. First of all, when someone says that, you know that, okay, so now I know that this person is actually like infatuated with me. This person does not even really love me, because if somebody really loves me, he won't say that. He or she won't say that they can't survive without me when I'm not the air that they breathe. Okay, that's just a side to say. Okay, just kidding, but then there's a little sense in what I just said. Okay, so the real love that sustains a relationship is an action kind of love. Relationships are hard work, and I have said it in the previous episode. Relationships are hard work, and they are not something that you go into to play. Like a saying goes, if you want to play, get a hobby. If you want to play, get PS5. If you want to play, go outside in the garden and play. If you want to play, carry your phone and press Candy Crush. You are not to play with other people's emotions. You are not to play with other people's hearts. You are not to play with other people's feelings. You are not to play with other people's time. You are not to play with other people's resources. And so, if you know that you want to play, have fun, don't go into a relationship with anybody. Go to game centers. Go to cyber cafes. Go on your phone. Go outside. Go to the garden and go and have fun and play. You are not to play with people's hearts and emotions. Please, 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 please. Please, I'm begging us. I am begging us. Even if you like someone, that doesn't mean that you necessarily should enter a relationship with such a person. It doesn't mean. Because having feelings for someone or liking someone is something that can come and go. If you are not ready for it, don't dabble into it. Please, don't let us dabble into relationships when we are not ready. Because this is the truth. We might see it as a joke, but the amount of hurt that is going on out there is much. It's increasing day by day. And it is your own job to reduce that hurt by choosing not to play with another person's emotions. You know this person likes you, and the person wants to enter a relationship with you, and you are not ready to enter a relationship. Tell the person. You know that this person is already acting like as if both of you are in a relationship, while you know that the case isn't true. Tell the person. We all have our duties to play in reducing the odds and pain that is going on in the world out there. Please and please, let's put that at the back of our minds. So like I said, the love that sustains a relationship is intentional. It is continuous. Please, let's put that in mind. So when you are thinking that, oh, I'm so in love with this girl, or oh, I'm so in love with this boy, I can't live without him, I can't breathe without her, she's the air that I breathe, she's the sugar that I lick, whatever it is, please know that that love can do nothing to your relationships. It can do nothing to your relationships. The kind of love that will help your relationship is a clear-headed one, the one that makes you see that actually you can live without this person. So please let us know that. I feel like I'm being a little bit harsh and stuff, but I don't have that intention. I'm just trying to pass the message across that please and please and please and please and please. We are talking about real love here, and real love is hard work. Hard work. Another thing that we need to know is that in relationships, you need to maintain boundaries. Whatever that is for you, sexual boundaries, emotional boundaries, physical boundaries, we need to maintain boundaries in our friendships, in our romantic relationships. Let us maintain boundaries. Boundaries helps to keep our relationship healthy. It also helps to prevent over familiarity. It helps to prevent see finish, like we usually put it, and it helps to prevent, you know, unnecessary taking for granted, whereby, you know, you allow the person to see your all in all, and then when the relationship goes southward or goes eastward or westward, then there is trouble. Let us maintain boundaries. Oh, this podcast is getting long already. Okay, so another thing that we need to know is that relationships, friendships, work relationships, love relationships, all sorts of relationship, while they are all good, while they are all pleasant, they can become unpleasant. God can give you a good person. God can give you a good person. And the devil will manipulate that good person in your hands to a bad person. God can give you, let me say this louder, God can give you a good relationship, and that relationship will turn bad if you are not careful, if you are careless. If you are careless, the best and best and best of relationships can become the worst. And so, cherish your relationships. Cherish your relationships. Don't say, I know there, like I said earlier on, some of us have met good people in our lives and then things turn bad and then we are quick to say, oh, they were toxic. No, it might not even be so. It can be our carelessness or their carelessness or even the both of us careless or even both carelessness of the of both people in the relationship that could lead to that relationship to turn bad and then we are quick to say it's toxic. No, please, let's cherish our relationship. Treat your relationships like golden. Treat them good. If you don't take time with your relationships, if you don't work on them, they can become bad and then we are quick to judge them off as toxic. Please and please, love relationships, whatever relationship, friendships, whatever kind of relationship. Know that the devil can manipulate such relationships in your hand and turn it to bad if you are not careful, if you are not prayerful enough, if you are not wise enough. Many of you have lost friendships, have lost relationships, not because those people were not good and not because you were not good, but because carelessness on each other's part has caused us to lose such relationships. So please, before we judge your relationships as toxic, let's take our time to be careful. Let's treat the people that God has given us in our lives, let's treat them with care, love and respect, and let's also be treated with that in our also in all of our relationships too. So that will be all for today. Don't compare your relationships. You become your relationship. Not all relationship will end, will last. I mean, relationships are not do I die or die. Relationship is not a venue to control each other. The love that sustains the relationship, not the squishy butterfly love. It is continuous and intentional. God can give you a good person to build with, but our carelessness can destroy such relationships. Learn to be accountable to others. Keep your relationship pure for God. Keep your relationship pure for God. Very, very, very important. Very, very, very important. In thoughts, in deed, and in action. Keep your relationship pure for God. Hence, make sure that you maintain boundaries. Physical boundaries, sexual boundaries, emotional boundaries. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad to have you listen to this episode. I really hope that you were blessed. I really hope that you were enlightened. Thank you once more. Before we go, I want to let us know that we have Andrew on Instagram. It is Relationship and Life Talk. Please do well to follow us for amazing content, and also see you in our next episode. Bye.